Thank you very much. Now I would like to have the description of the procedure by the management office, please. I am from Mitsubishi Research Institute, which is the management office for the project. I want to describe procedure for implementation of the project. I would use the material, and please refer to the pages shown in the center. Please have a look at page 2. This is the contents of my presentation. There are 3 points to be described. First, I would outline the procedure for implementation of the RFP, then points of attention of the procedure, and lastly but not least, I want to talk about main documents concerning this project, which we would like you to read carefully. Page 3 of the document. This is the outline of the procedure for implementation of RFP. 1, to adoption of the entities, then to commencement of projects after adoption of the entities, then 3, after commencement of the project through payment. These are the 3 stages of procedures. Please have a look at page 4. This is the major procedures before the adoption of the entities. We have made public announcement on 24th of March, and now we have made the information session of the project today. Then, we would like to ask you to submit the application documents. The due date is 19th of May 2014. I want to describe the documents later using page 8 and 9 of the slides. After the submission of the documents, we would make evaluation at the management office for the project of decommissioning and contaminated water management. And there are things we would like you to follow, and we would like to describe it on page 10. At the review committee, we would make the decision, and the decision will be reported to each individual applicant. It will be around middle of June this year. Please have a look at page 5. Those who are selected should describe details of the contents of the project and cost, and we would like you to apply for the subsidy. It would be described later in page 11. And then the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, adopted entities, and management office would make adjustment of the details of the project. We would take the contents, the cost, and the intellectual property is to be adjusted. And then the agreement is made among the three parties, and we would determine the granting of the subsidy. And the timeline would be July this year. Page 6. After the decision of subsidy is made, the project is commenced. And after the commencement of the project, we would like you to make a regular progress report. The project should be completed before March the 31st of 2015. And after the completion of the project, we would like you to submit the reports of the performance, and the due date will be 10th of April 2015. It is possible that you can complete the project earlier, and if you complete the project earlier, you have to submit the report within 30 days after the completion of the project, and this report will be described later in page 12. taking this report, we would make further check of the results of the project and the amount of the and we would settle the amount of the subsidy. After that decision is made, we would ask the entities to request for payment of the subsidy, and payment is to be made. Page 7. These are the points of attention in the procedure. There are 4 points listed here. Page 8. I would like to talk about the application documents first. The deadline is May 19th, 2014, 12 noon Japan time. No application will be accepted after the deadline. It is to be submitted to the management office at Mitsubishi Research Institute. Submission method is hand carry, postal mail, or email. No application documents will be accepted via fax. Number of copies needed is 10 for hard copies and 1 for electric media. And if you submit the documents via electric media, the files must be made in the format of PDF. Application documents should be made either in Japanese or in English. And it should include 4 documents listed here. Form 1, guideline for applying, and there are 4 forms to be satisfied. And we would like you to read the description carefully so that you can prepare the documents properly. Page 9, this is the points regarding the application documents. The submitted application documents shall be released only to the review committee, the staff of the government, and the management office. The documents shall not be used for any purposes other than their evaluation. 2. The application documents shall not be returned to the applicant. We give due consideration to security protection. However, the information other than non-disclosure information shall be subject of disclosure in accordance with the Act on Access to Information held by administrative organs. Privacy information which is likely to cause harm to legitimate interests of the juridical persons shall be taken into consideration. And applicants are requested to designate the information which should be classified as non-disclosure information in application. If the application documents contain invention, design, and so on, which can be led to acquisition of property rights, the applicants must take necessary measures before application on their own responsibility and decision. Submission of the application documents does not imply transition of existing property rights, and submission of the documents shall not automatically entitle the state or the management office to obtain license to use the right. Applicants are obliged to take responsibility to the information in application documents, and they are deemed to hold appropriate authority regarding the said information. Page 10. Regarding the evaluation. Evaluation is made based upon the documents submitted. And it is to be evaluated at the Review Committee for Project of Decommissioning and Contaminated Water Management. Point 3 through 5 are the possible requests we are going to make. First, applicants are to be requested to make a presentation when needed. Hearing and on-site inspection are to be conducted if necessary. And applicants are also be requested to submit additional documents. In either occasions, if we are to ask you the above mentioned requests, we would make prior notification to the entities. Page 11. This is regarding the application of the subsidy. The adopted entry should take that procedure, but this is for your reference. The adopted entity shall submit the grant application for the subsidy, which describes details of the project written in the application, the project cost, and so on, to the management office. Regarding the grant application submitted by the adopted entity, consultation and coordination among METI, the entity, and the management office are to be conducted. Details of the application may be altered after the consultation and coordination. In this case, the entity is required to apply anew. Page 12, regarding the result report. It is applied only when you are adopted, but for your reference, I would like to describe the procedure. The adopted entity shall submit details of the project, revenues and expenses, and breakdown of expenses to the management office after completion of the subsidy project. The management office shall evaluate the result of the project according to the expenses, accounting for the expenses based upon the result report. As a general rule, the management office will conduct on-site inspections in evaluation of the results. The staff of METI may accompany the inspection. The subsidized project operating entity shall keep accounts on any expenditure for the subsidized project with dedicated account books accompanied by all written evidences in a way that is clearly differentiated from the other accounting. Management office shall check the books and evidences in deciding the amount of subsidy. Page 13. This is the document we would like you to read carefully. Page 14. For the document shown here, we would like you to make a very careful reading before proceeding the procedures. These documents are listed in the agenda, and also you can make an access through our URL and you can download it. At the bottom of the table, there is the subsidized project administration manual, which describes the procedure for accounting in the subsidy project. It may be different from the general accounting process, so I want to describe it in the next page. Please have a look at page 15. We ask you to fully understand the subsidized project administration manual in accounting procedure of subsidy. We would like you to read the document carefully. Here is a list of the part of the points to pay attention to. I don't make any individual description of the points, but in doing the accounting procedure of the subsidy, there are things you have to pay special attention to, so you need to read the manual carefully. That's the end of my description of the procedure of this project. I would like to entertain questions later. Thank you very much for your kind attention.